We welcome you again with another episode about the heroes of faith with His Grace Bishop Yusuf, the Bishop of the Coptic Diocese, Orthodox Diocese of Southern United States. Sayyidina, we welcome you in this episode. Today we're going to talk about a great character, a character that was called by our Lord Jesus Christ being greater than all the prophets. Definitely, we're going to talk about John the Baptist today. John the Baptist is a unique character to our youth. How do you think, Sayyidina, we can reflect on his character to our youth?
John the Baptist, although he lived short life, but his life was very, very fruitful. He preached repentance. And as we read in the Gospel of St. Matthew, that all the people in the region of Jordan, when they heard him, they went to him, confessing their sins and repenting. He was very influential, to the extent that Herod himself, the king, we read in the Gospel of St. Luke, that Herod feared John, and he enjoyed listening to him. And actually, there is another verse saying, knowing that he is a holy man, an unrighteous man. John the Baptist was a very strong in his faith. As the Lord said, he is not like a reed shaken by the wind. He was like a mountain, steadfast. He preferred to offer himself as a sacrifice rather than to be a man pleaser and to please the king. And he paid a very, very high price, his life, just to testify for the truth. That's why God chose John the Baptist to baptize him, because his love for God, his strength, his faith, nobody received such honor like John the Baptist.
Sayyidina, he's a leader, or we can learn from him leadership for our youth. Sayyidina, John the Baptist has been chosen by God from the beginning, or from the womb, or even before, that he to prepare the way for his coming. And I look at the mission of preparing the way for our Lord Jesus Christ as a mission for all of us, as servants, priests, youth, everyone. How we can, Sayyidina, be part of preparing the way for our Lord Jesus Christ to the people around us?
What we learn from St. John the Baptist, he pointed to Christ and directed everybody to Christ. He had disciples, but he said to the disciples, I'm not the Messiah. He is the Messiah. He must increase and I must decrease. So actually, to prepare the way, I have to put all my focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, and how to bring the people to God, not to myself. Many times in our service, we want people to be attached to me, to be around me, to follow my school, to follow my ideology, to be my children. But John the Baptist did not do this. John the Baptist was saying, I'm not the Messiah. He asked his disciples, see, It's very, very difficult to give my children and my disciples, you know, to somebody else. But John did this with a joyful heart. And he said, now my joy is full. Now my joy is full. He must increase and I must decrease. So when he brought the bride and presented the bride to the true bridegroom, the friend of the bridegroom was very happy. And he said, my joy is full. I think our way to prepare the Lord, to prepare the people for the Lord, calling them to repentance, as John did, and then bringing them into a direct relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we disappear completely. This reminds me with how Philip did with Nathaniel. When Nathaniel started to question whether the Messiah would come from Nazareth or not, what Philip did is, come and see. And he put Nathaniel in a direct relationship with Christ. And when he put him in direct relationship with Christ, come and see, Nathaniel believed and said, you are truly the Son of God. That's how to prepare. Many times we teach people about God without teaching them how to know God. So we end up with students knew about God, but they don't know God. And I think our task is to teach them how to know God, not only to know about God. That's how to prepare the way. And this is exactly what John the Baptist did.
And this is why our church, Sayyidina, put John the Baptist in a very high rank. In many, many ways, or in many, many apparent ways, how the church put John the Baptist in a very high rank. Can we reflect on this, Sayyidina, and tell us how we can have the church recognized this man?
Actually, the church is following the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ when he said, he is the greatest among those born of women. And I think the greatness of John the Baptist, beside who he is, but the real honor of John the Baptist, as we learn from his Holiness Pope Shenouda, is because he is the baptizer. He baptized the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Sayyidina Pope Shenouda teaches us that on the iconostasis, we need to place the icon of John baptizing the Lord Jesus Christ, not the icon of John by himself. Because his honor and his greatness came from, you know, being the baptizer of the Lord Jesus Christ. Usually we use two words in the intercession, the word intercession and the word prayer, through the intercession of or through the prayer of. Through the intercession, we keep it only for Saint Mary, all the heavenly ranks, and John the Baptist. So that's why we use a powerful word for John the Baptist. Another thing, we mention him immediately after all the heavenly ranks. For example, in the Hittites, we start by Saint Mary, then the heavenly, then John the Baptist. In the same way, in the Doxologist, he comes immediately after the heavenly. Also on the iconostasis, we have on, if I'm facing east, they have on my left side Saint Mary, on my right side the icon of the Pantocrator, the Lord Jesus Christ, and next to it John the Baptist. Even Abuna, when he gives incense after he comes from the altar, you know, after he gives three hands of incense towards the east to God, then on the north side to Saint Mary, then to all the angels and the choir of saints. Then he looked at the south side to the icon of John the Baptist and gave the incense to John the Baptist and calling him the priest, the son of the priest. No. So the church is following the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ in honoring St. John the Baptist, considering him, you know, the greatest among those born to the women.
You mentioned, Sayyidina, a very important thing that our Lord, that John the Baptist did, which is baptizing our Lord Jesus Christ. I think we need to understand and to learn why our Lord Jesus Christ submitted himself to be baptized by John the Baptist. But I will leave this to a separate episode, Sayyidina, when we ask you to be with us again to talk about John the Baptist in the next episode. Thank you, Sayyidina. We had a great hero today, John the Baptist, that God revealed himself in his life, and he also can reveal himself in you. Thank you.